Yes, love.
This is a confirmation call from Mi Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
Yes, love. We've got nothing from eBay, all right?
Okay, let me check that for you, ma'am. And upon checking, I can see that there is a purchase has been tried to made through the eBay, and it's a purchase of a gift card for $299. If you are not doing that, then definitely it's a fraudulent charge. What is happening, ma'am? Some people are misusing your identity, and they are doing that. So I do believe you want to cancel this order and secure your information right now.
Yes.
Okay. For that, I can see that there is an online procedure. So could you please tell me what kind of device are you using? Are you using a computer, a laptop, or a cell phone?
We're just on the phone.
Okay. What kind of phone are you using? Is that an Android one or it's an iPhone, madam?
Oh, I don't know. I'll get my husband on the phone. You know, like, we've had this before, and I'm sick and tired of it.
Not a problem. I will help you out to canceling it permanently. Do you use any kind of computer or laptop? It will be easier for you.
Well, hang on.
Yeah.
You've been charged $259 for eBay again. So the guy's on the phone.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, sir.
Yes, well, I can't because my account, I haven't got no account, mate.
Yes, so you are not having any account. I have just located the IP, and the IP is showing me California, US. I do believe you live in Australia. That's correct?
I've never been out of Australia, mate.
Yes, so that's the reason what is happening, sir. Some people are getting your information, and they are placing this kind of order again and again.
The device
which you are using, the computer, laptop, and the cell phone which you are using, which is connected to your internet, through that devices, they are getting your information. They have got into your IP. So we have to block them from your IP address. We have to block those persons who are in your IP address. We have to block them right now.
Well, I've been to Optus because I got hacked through them before. I just changed all my phone numbers and everything else to all new ones. And I've got a new email address as well.
Not a problem. We will help you right now for block them permanently from your system. And this time, this will be permanent and you will receive an email confirmation after it's done. Okay? After blocking the hackers, you will receive an email confirmation that all hackers are being blocked from the system and your device is clear right now for using it.
I've even paid extra for another.
No, it's a free of cost. This will not cost you anything right now. Nothing will be charged. I will help you out to block them right now because you have done it already and somehow they have got into your systems once again. That's the reason. So can you just be in front of your computer so that I can help you out?
I don't use my computer.
Sorry?
I don't use my computer. I only use my phone.
Okay. What kind of phone are
you? I don't use banking or anything, mate.
On the computer or on the phone?
Anything. I don't use banking for anything. I go into the bank.
Okay. I totally understand that. Not a problem. I will surely help you in this. But right now, we have to do it one by one. First your computer, then your cell phone. Because we have to... Okay?
I don't use a computer, mate.
You are not using that, sir, but someone else are using that using your information. They have got into your computer. We have to block them.
I haven't got a fucking computer.
You've got to scan on your phone.
All I've got is face, and I've got a secure on my phone.
Okay. What kind of phone are you using? Is that an Android one or it's an iPhone, sir?
No, it's an iPhone.
iPhone. Are you talking with me on that phone?
Yes.
Can you put me on speaker so that I can hear you? Now, on your iPhone, sir, there is an application which says App Store. Could you please open it up, App Store?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you see right down bottom corner search option?
Well, my voice getting in the glasses. I can't see, mate. I'm out the back doing something, so she has to go in the house.
Okay, not a problem. Take your lovely time. Did you drop your glasses, sir?
Yes, mate.
Yes, sir.
Just putting them on there.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, look on the right down bottom corner, there will be an option which says search. Do you see the search option?
Yes.
Search on that search option.
Yes.
Now, clicking on the search, at the very top, there will be a search bar open. You need to type over there, A as in Apple, the letter A.
Green. Plana, is that it?
A,
the plana?
Letter A.
What
do
you want, mate?
It's a letter A, A as at Apple.
No, no, I just got on the search, I just pushed it and you got, up the top you got Discovery, right?
No, at the very top, do you see a search bar? A search bar?
Yes.
Click on that, touch on that.
It's only got Game Apple Store or more.
Yes, give a touch on that.
Touch on that, okay. It's still...
Now, you need to type the letter A from your keyboard. Type the letter A, A as in Apple.
Hi.
Yeah.
Then
you got Amazon?
Then M as in, N as in November, the letter N. Y as in yellow, Y.
Yep.
D as in David, D.
Yep.
Now, do you see any option comes up which says any desk? Any desk?
Any do?
Any desk.
Any desk?
Yep.
Yes. Do you see that?
Yep.
Yeah, click on that option. Now, right now, through this, you will be getting the security ID number, which will help you to block the hackers permanently right now.
Oh. Excuse me for asking, you're not a hacker, are you?
No, ma'am. I will not ask you any of your personal or financial information over the phone call. We are just going to help you to block them permanently.
Yeah.
So, how do I just get?
Click on get on the AnyDesk one. Click on get.
Oh.
I now have got double click. I don't understand.
What you need to do, you need to simply, you have the power button. When you turn on, you need to double click the power button and it will take your face ID. It will automatically take your face ID. You need to double click the power button from the side, double click it 2 times and it will take your face ID.
Is that on the left hand side or the right hand side?
On the right-hand side button. On the right-hand side, there is a single
just
button.
Once? Just
two times.
Once
two times.
Once.
Twice.
Okay, I've done
twice.
That.
Now, take your face.
I've already
done it. Now, do you see open comes up?
Yes, it's doing it now.
Okay.
It's almost halfway through.
Not a problem. Take your lovely time. Can you ask ma'am to bring a piece of a paper and a pen so that I can provide you some of the information as well?
Paper and pen. Well, I'll come inside.
Oh.
I'll come inside, Doc.
It's done?
No, it's done. Just got out, and I'm just walking inside.
Okay, take your time.
I had a major stretch tonight, so I'm. But not much use in me right leg, I'm just hobbling.
Okay, not a problem. Take your all the time.
Do you want me to push open?
Yes, click on open. Click on open.
Oh.
Now what do you see?
It's the number.
Do you see the number, the security ID number?
Yeah, my wife's just writing it down now.
Yes, okay. Just not write it down.
Yes, write it down.
Yep.
When you're done, let me know.
Yeah, we've got it.
Well, I push okay now.
Yeah, click on okay. Now, what do you see? Now, right now, can you confirm me the number once again? Can you confirm me the number, that ID number?
233.
Mm-hmm.
205-047.
I'm confirming the number once again. Correct me if I'm wrong. 333-205.
233.
233, sorry.
Yes.
Then?
205.
205.
047.
047. Okay, and just below the number, what do you see, sir? Just below the number?
It's nothing, just
nothing.
Okay. Now from the eBay security server, you will be getting a security warning coming up. You need to, this is the main part right now. This is the important part. Now you will receive a security warning from the server. So you need to simply look on the bottom of the security warning. There will be option coming up which says, I'm aware of this risk. I trust this call. Do not show. You need to click on the check boxes at the bottom. Look on the bottom of the security warning. I'm aware of this risk. I trust this call. Do not show and accept.
Do not show this warning yet.
And accept it. Yeah. It will come up just for if the accept is not coming, it will come up within 5 seconds. So you need to hold.
Oh, okay. It hasn't come up yet.
Okay.
Yeah, it will come up. It will come up. When you see it comes up, click on accept.
It's coming up now. It's still faint. It's still only in light red.
Okay. Now what do you see? Again, accept.
Hasn't come through just yet, mate. It's still only light. It's got cancelled really dark, but the accept button is only light.
Yeah, now try to give a click on the check boxes first. You need to click on the check boxes which says, I'm aware of this risk, do not show this again. Both the check boxes and then click on accept.
It doesn't do nothing, mate, when you click through. It's only got click or wet. Oh, it won't.
Okay,
It will come again. Oh, yeah.
Now, do it once again. Try to do it. I'm aware of this risk. Do not show this warning again.
It hasn't got that, mate. It's only got 10. Oh, yes. Do not show this warning again.
You need to just look on, there will be option, this is I'm aware. Little bit scroll down, try to scroll down of that page. Try to go down on the page.
Yeah, I'm doing not this morning again.
And you will see an option which says, I'm aware of this risk. You will get to see that option. You know, click on that option. I am aware of the risk. Yes, click on that checkbox.
I might type it, Mike.
Now try to give a click on accept or try to give a click on I'm aware again and again. It will take it.
Now it's just gone off again.
Okay. Just hold. Now you need to, this time you need to do it clearly. First I'm aware, then do not show.
Yeah, I'm doing it, but it's still going to do it, mate.
Just a... Yeah. Now, did you accept it?
Yeah, it's got a countdown on it.
Now, do you see?
Zero.
Okay.
Accept.
You accept it?
Yeah, I accept it. Now it's come up. Accept it.
Yes, accept it once again. Yes, accept it again. Now, after that, you will see an option called Start Broadcast. You need to click on the Start Broadcast 2 times.
Start Broadcast. Okay, I've done it.
Now, just do not do anything. Again, give a click on Start Broadcast.
It's got a timer.
Now, what do you think? Now, do not do anything. Do not do anything. Just be on hold.
It's still just, any desk is just running around?
No. Yes, correct. Now, you need to give a touch on the white area outside of that big black box. Give a touch. Or you can swipe the page from bottom to top. Try to swipe the page from bottom to top.
Okay, so just going back to that number.
Yeah. Now, again, swipe the page from bottom to top.
Now, it's just back to normal.
Now, swipe the page to left to right.
Yeah, it's got just, news.
Right to left. Swipe the page right to left. Swipe the page right to left. Again, right to left.
And it just come up.
Yeah, again, swipe the page right to left.
Yeah.
Again, swipe the page right to left.
Yeah.
Do you know how to open up a Safari? Can you open up a Safari?
Safari, that's right at the front.
Can you not open up the Safari? First of all, we will help you out. Can you open up the settings, first of all, from your phone? Open up your settings. Settings.
Well, there you go, right in front of you.
It will be on the page where you can see the any decks. You will get to see on that page. You will get to see any settings over there. Not on the Anydex application. Go back to home screen. Swipe the page from bottom to top. Swipe the page from bottom to top.
Yeah.
Now, do you see any icon which says settings? Settings, not Safari. Settings.
Yeah, settings. Yeah.
Click on the settings. Yeah. Now, what you need to do, you need to go down and you will see an option which says display and brightness. You need to click on that option. Display and brightness.
Yeah, display and brightness.
Yeah.
Click on that option.
Yes.
Now, just a little bit go down over there as well. There will be an option which says auto lock. Click on the auto lock.
Auto lock, yeah.
Yes, it will be 30 seconds. You need to make it never. Click on the auto lock option. Click on the 30 seconds where it is written 30 seconds. And make it never.
Okay.
Now go back.
Yep.
Now, swipe the page from bottom to top. Now I will show you from where the persons are getting your information. So give a click on the Safari.
Yep. Open.
Okay. Now at the very top, do you see written .com at the very top? .com.
No, it's just for open or cancel.
No, at the very top.
It's only got Facebook.com.
Yes, click on that, touch on that. Now make it clear, make it clear, make it empty.
Can you make it empty? Cancel it?
Yes, click on cancel.
Click on
give
cancel
click on,
again?
Give a click on one, give a click on that once again.
Okay. Now it's all clear.
Now, over at the very top, do you see Facebook.com? Click on, touch on that. Touch on that.
Oh, okay. Oh,
at the very top. At the very top, touch on Facebook.com.
Yep.
Now, type from your keyword MY, my. MY, my.
MY, yep.
My, give a space.
Yep.
Then the number one.
Number one.
Mm-hmm. Then
yep.
PP as in Peter.
Yep.
Now, do you see any option comes up? This says my 1P address location, California. Do you see that? California.
Yep.
Click on that.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, right bottom corner, do you see the go option? Click on the go option.
Go option.
On the keyboard. On the keyboard, you can see right-hand side, down bottom corner, go. In a
there
go.
Go.
Yes, click on that, go.
Yep, got it.
Now,
oh, okay.
Now, IP, now, the IP will come up. Let correct me if I am wrong. The IP will be showing you. It will be 66.249.66.81. That's correct?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And the location, what is the location showing you? Can you tell me IP location?
There's California, USA.
Oh.
Yes. So you can see that those
persons Mountain are. View.
Yeah, it will be Mount View. I told you at the beginning, it is from California, US. Now,
I've never been there.
Tell me.
Honestly, I've never been there.
Yeah, do not worry, we will help you to block them. Do not worry, you don't have to worry about that. We will help you to block all the things right now you are having unsecured because they are getting your information again. So this time we will block them permanently and you will receive an email confirmation as well. So can you open up your email? Yeah, not a problem. Can you open up your email? Can you log into your email address? Log into your email address.
How do I get that? I just
swipe the page from bottom to top.
Yeah.
Now, like you do always, log into your mail. Do you check your mail, sir? Do you check your mail, your email?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's me. Email.
No, do you check? Do you know how to check your mail?
What, just through messages and that?
Do you see any application coming up with a mail? Do you see a mail application? A blue color app which says mail? It will be on the front page. On the front page it will be.
Yeah, I got two messages here.
Yeah.
The Apple.
Yeah. Now, just check. Yes. Now, you can see there will be a mail coming up, something from Apple. What they have got, they have tried to get into your Apple device through your Apple ID, taking your Apple ID. That's the reason it is showing you. So, can you just, at the left top corner, do you see any back arrow option?
Yes.
At the left top corner, do you see a back arrow?
Up the top, it's called iCloud.
Click on the iCloud. Touch on that iCloud.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Now, what we are going to do, we are going to secure your mail first of all. Right now, we have to check everything, that everything is in correct manner or not. So, you told me you don't do online banking, that's correct?
No.
To check your statement by going to your bank. That's correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay. Not a problem. First of all, right now, we have to put the security on your email and as well as in your banking application. So what we are going to do for one day only, for putting that everything is correct or not, we are going to help you out to register you for online banking for one day today. From tomorrow, it will be like your paper statement, like you do always, okay? So swipe the page from bottom to top once again.
Okay.
Open up a Safari, new Safari page.
Safari one.
Now, at the very top, it is written my 1P address location. Do you see that? It is written?
California.
Yes, touch on that.
Yep.
Now make it empty.
Yep.
Now, you need to simply type the name of your bank which you deal with.
No.
We don't do any banking over the phone, mate.
Sorry?
We don't do nothing.
Now, you are not doing nothing. Today, what we are going to do for one day only, we are going to help you out for your online banking. From tomorrow, it will be like always your paper statement. Because today, we have to check that everything is correct or not. We are putting the security right now to block those overseas people from every system right now.
My wife doesn't want to just case we get hacked, mate.
No. I'm not asking you any of your personal or financial information over the phone call. You will do it everything in your phone, sir. I will not ask you anything over the phone call. You will simply do it all the things from your end. You don't have to answer any of my, if I ask you, I will lose my job. So this is a recorded line, so I'm not allowed to ask you any of your personal or financial information. That's the reason.
So I just put the bank.
Yes, put the name of the bank which you deal with.
I'm going to the bloody closet about this shit.
Now, hit the go option. If you're done, hit the go option.
We've got all the other.
There will be a go option on the keypad. On the keypad, you will see a go option, a blue color go, right down bottom.
Okay, I did. Push allow?
Yes, allow.
Okay, it's going up.
Okay, now there will be a first option coming up which says online banking. Do you see the option?
Yes.
Click on that online banking.
Yeah.
Now little bit go down.
Sign in.
No, little bit go down. Little bit scroll down. You need to scroll down. Little bit scroll down.
Just sign in or whatever.
Okay. Go back. Can you go back? Can you try to go back? At the left down bottom corner, there will be an arrow pointing left. On the left hand side, down bottom corner.
Okay.
Again, give a click on the arrow.
It's coming up.
On the right down bottom corner, there will be a square symbol.
Two squares, yep.
Yes, click on that.
Where?
Do you see a plus sign? Give a click on the plus sign on the middle bottom.
Plus?
Yes, click on the plus. Yes.
Yeah. Please.
Now at the very top, do you see search option? Click on the search.
Search. or enter in website name.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Now type over there the name of the bank which you deal with.
Oh, okay.
Then after typing the name of the bank which you deal with, you need to give a space and type over there register.
Online banking.
Not online banking. Give a click where you can see the name of the bank you have written. Give a click on that option.
I just came straight up on the bank, online banking and bank account.
No. At the very top, do you see the name of the bank written where you have it type in?
No.
At the very top.
Yeah, just got right there.
Touch on that. Now, okay. Give a space over there.
Yes.
Now, type over there, register.
Yeah, come here, brother. I can't spell, buddy.
No.
Just type in register.
No. I'm just frightened. This might be a hacker.
No, I am not asking you any of your personal or financial information over the phone call. We are just going to help you all for cancelling the purchase right now and all the stuff they are doing that.
Yes, everything has
been charged. Yes, we have to put that on because they have used your Westpac account. That is the reason.
Don't worry
about that. You will see each and everything in front of your eyes. I will help you to block them and you will receive everything in your email that all the things are done.
Okay. Yeah. So what do I do?
Over there, you need to type over there. After the giving the name space, register. Type register.
Register. Can you still register for me?
R as in Robert, R.
T. Yep.
E as in Edward, E.
Yep.
G as in...
Yep.
G as in go, G.
Yep.
And on which device are you doing right now? On this cell phone or on any other cell phone?
No, I'm on this phone.
On this phone you are having?
Yeah. I'm just upset. I'm just upset.
Okay. And I as an indigo I. S as
yeah.
Sugar S.
Yeah.
P-E-R. Register.
P-E-R. R-E-G-I-S-E-E-R.
T-E-R. T-E-R. What can you see exactly on your screen? Can you tell me? On your cell phone screen? Westpac. You need to type over there, register. Try to type.
R-E-G-I-S-E-D-E-R.
T-E-R. T-E-R. At the very after the S, it will be T-E-R. T as in tomato, E as in Edward, R as in Robert. Simply type from the keyboard first. Type from your keyboard first.
R-E-G.
Mm-hmm.
R-E-G-I.
Uh-huh.
S. Uh-huh.
T-E-R. Yes, correct. Now, can you try to type?
Right. Wrong me. R-E-G-I-I-S-T-E-R. Okay.
Now click on go option.
Pardon?
Click on go. Click on the go option.
Go. Yeah, in the bottom.
Go. Okay.
Now try to go down.
Yep.
Go down.
Right.
now. Do you see register for anything came up?
Register for Westpac Online Banking or app.
Click on that one.
How do I register?
Click on touch one, that one, touch on that one, it will come up automatically. Touch on that, register for Westpac Online Banking. Now, do you see anything option comes up which says register? Click on register.
Register for Westpac Online
Banking. Yeah, on the red color, it will be coming up register. Click on that register one.
Yeah, I did.
Now, the banking will be asked for your information right now. It's your bank page, so you need to put it correctly over there. I'm holding the line. Just do it from your end. Put it correctly over there.
I've done one in mine. That's only banking detail. I just changed only banking detail.
You have changed it, but they have got information once again. This time we will done it permanently.
No.
So you won't face any kind.
No.
I don't want to do this, mate.
This is your banking page. This is your banking page. This is a very secure page right now. This is your banking page. Ask for your information right now. From tomorrow, it will be like your paper statement. So you need to do it for today only.
And what's customer ID number?
You don't have to put the customer ID. You don't have to do anything customer ID. You need to just go
it's the
over
card
there.
Number.
Yes, yes. Put it that over.
Oh. We just got a fucking scam. I'm going to take you to fucking court. I will.
If you're facing any kind of problem, do let me know. I am on the line.
Yeah, it's still on the date, but it's the date that you need.
Yeah, it will be asked for your date of birth. Over there, do you see the year mentioned at the very top? Year mentioned, click on that year. At the very top, which is red in 2023, click on that. Click on 2023 where it is written 2023 at the very top left.
Oh, okay.
Now you need to, yeah. You need to correct the year first. Correct the year.
I've done it both. Right?
Click on OK.
It's
okay.
Click on
OK. Yes, click on OK. Now, the date is correct. The date is correct.
No, it's the second.
Yes. Click on that once again. Now,
okay.
Click the correct date. Touch on the correct date.
Okay. Just push OK.
Click on OK. Yeah, please push on OK.
Yep, that's fine. Continue?
Yeah, click on continue.
Continue.
It's something wrong. You have put something wrong information over there.
Whatever we want, Mike.
Yeah.
Just hold for a moment. And when was the last time, sir, you visited your bank, your best bank?
Last fortnight.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Let me check.
This damn fucking.
Just hold for a moment, let me talk with my manager what is happening. Can you just hold for a moment, sir?
The numbers that I've put in aren't matching on the card, but I've had them put spaces in between, or space in between them. Oh, it's got a space in between them. Hello?
Yeah, right now what I'm going to do, I'm simply going to transfer this call to my manager, my security manager. He will directly help you out, okay? And just answer the question he will ask you, because he knows better about this, okay?
With my card numbers, I didn't put space in between them.
No, you don't have to put any space between them. You don't have to put
that. Well, that's right, okay.
Okay, just I'm going to transfer this.
Okay, thank you.
Can I hear you back?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, thanks for being on the hold. This is Ron Davis. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thank you.
All right, and I do believe that my previous colleague whom we were speaking before, he was just polite to you and tried to explain to you each and everything regarding this call, correct?
Yes.
All right. And I just want to ask you one simple question. Like, the card which you're using, like, have you ever tried to register with the online banking from the Westpac?
No, I don't. I go into the teller and get me money out, mate.
Okay.
I don't do any of online.
And in your whole life, you never ever use online banking?
No, never.
All right, because you have not registered with the online banking, that's why you're not getting those security alerts. All right. Okay. And I just want to ask you, when was the last time you used that debit card?
A fortnight ago. Today.
Fortnight ago. Okay.
Yes.
For withdrawing the funds, correct?
Pardon?
Where you use that card? Where you use that card? At the grocery store or supermarket?
No,
you use it
from the bank. At the bank.
At the bank. Okay. And have you ever used that card, for purchasing anything?
No.
Online?
No, I don't go online, mate.
All right.
I don't understand, so I don't do it.
And your wife's telling you something. Can you just tell me what she...
Yeah, we're just on a pension.
Okay. So you have the pension account, correct?
Yes.
From the Westpac. Okay. Apart from the pension account, do you have any other account? Or you just only have one account?
No, this is the only account.
Okay, this is the only account with the pension. Yeah. And do you remember, because we need to just check the transaction which has been made by the people, and they have purchased some kinds of gift card regarding with your details, with your like your debit card, which you're normally using, the try to purchase, which we have put in hold. Can you just tell me, like, when was the last time you check your balance or you got the paper statement from the Westpac?
The statement?
Yeah.
Every 3 months or something we get a statement.
Every 3 months. All right. Yeah. And once you check your paper statement, do you remember what is the last available balance onto your Westpac? Any rough idea, like it's 1,000, 2,000, like that?
Oh, no. It'll be nothing like we draw all our money out every month.
Yeah, but the thing is that the statements will be coming after 3 months. So on that statement, you will get to see the charges if it will be made. So that's why I'm asking you, do you have any rough idea what is the balance remaining on your account?
My wife is just going in to have a look to see if we got a statement.
Okay, so you do not remember like what is the last
coming
balance
out,
you have
yeah.
onto the account?
The last one, 2022.
Oh.
Sorry, what is that?
This is 2022.
Like on your statement, it is showing you 2022.
18th of May 2022.
Yeah.
Through the 18th of November.
You have the statement of November to 2022 or May 2022?
Yeah. From May to
you have okay, May to November 2022, okay, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The last one's on the bottom.
Okay, now can you see the balance over there? What is the balance you can see?
Down to the
right. Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
But I haven't got no money.
She's got nothing, isn't it?
That's why I'm asking you, this 10 pence or $2, what is that? Just confirm me.
The closing balance on the front page is $59.05.
Okay, lovely, no problem. So we will check those things from our end and we will let you know if anything getting over there, all right?